Hi, I'm Victoria, the host of the Remedy Suite podcast. The goal of every episode is to help you regain control of your body, health, and weight so you can look and feel better than ever. As our bodies change, we need to approach things differently. No more fad dieting or endless cardio, but instead, specific changes you can make with clear, actionable steps to reset your body and cultivate the right mindset to make it happen. I'm so excited you're joining me today, so let's dive in. Welcome to the Remedy Suite podcast, where I explore all things health and wellness to empower you to take control of your body and age powerfully. I'm your host, Victoria, and today I'm diving into a topic that many of us can relate to: sugar cravings. If you're like many women over 40, you may be struggling with sugar cravings, even if you never really had a particularly sweet tooth before. No, you're not alone. This is normal. And today I'm going to explain why we get them and how we can overcome them. We know too much sugar isn't good for our overall health, but sugar can actually make the symptoms of perimenopause and menopause a whole lot worse by affecting hormone levels and metabolism, which can cause mood swings and weight gain. Weight gain, particularly around the midsection, that visceral fat which surrounds the internal organs, and it's that visceral fat that we want to try and reduce, as it's linked to things like type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and various other health issues. So in this episode, I'll uncover how sugar affects perimenopausal symptoms and share practical strategies for overcoming these cravings and reclaiming your health. And if you're looking for a simple step-by-step guide to conquer sugar cravings, be sure to check out my free starter kit. You can download it at remedysuite.com/freebie or find the link in the podcast show notes. So let's get started. I've mentioned how sugar can exacerbate mood swings and weight issues, particularly around the midsection, but during perimenopause, sugar can also affect symptoms like hot flushes, night sweats, trouble sleeping, and fatigue. And the trouble is, it's really hard not to look to a sugar pick-me-up when you're feeling tired, because it gives that instant relief. And so it's easy to get caught up in a vicious cycle, but we need to break free from it if we want to start feeling better. So, why do we struggle with sugar more during perimenopause? Well, one of the issues is because of the decline in the hormone estrogen during midlife. Estrogen affects blood sugar by regulating insulin. And it's the decrease in estrogen during this period that means it's more difficult for your body to control sugar levels. As well as that, the more sugar you eat, the more you may crave it because of the impact it has on your gut and then your body's response to that. So sugar can create this environment in the gut that's more favorable to the growth of harmful bacteria. And that harmful bacteria can disrupt the regulation of hunger. So even if you've eaten, even if you're physically full, you may still feel hungry and crave sugar. Now, I know there doesn't sound like there's much hope here, but we're not doomed. Midlife can be an opportunity to work on our general health. Often we can get away with a lot of things that can go unnoticed when we're younger. But as we get older, the effects of foods and lifestyle can really take their toll, and we start to notice their impact. So shifting our mindset away from getting older, meaning these unwanted symptoms are just part of the process, to seeing this period of time as a great opportunity to invest in our health and focus on ourselves for a change can make such a difference in how you approach this. So let's tackle the sugar issue. In terms of how much sugar we can eat, the NHS recommend a limit of 30 grams per day of free sugars. This includes added sugar as well as sugars from juices, smoothies, honey. This isn't easy to monitor because there's so many hidden sugars in foods, such as in pasta sauces, in ketchup, bread, peanut butter, protein bars, things that are labelled as healthy type foods often have a lot of sugar. Low fat products often make up for the taste by adding sugar. For me, it's about reducing refined sugars. So those obvious things like biscuits, sweets, cakes. And the easiest way that I monitor it is to limit ultra processed foods. This can be easier said than done when your body has become used to the reward feeling that comes with sweet foods, ultra processed foods, and it is a challenge to scratch that itch without sugar. But I've got four strategies that really, really help. So the first strategy is to find what your triggers are. Notice when you usually reach for sugar. Is it during stress? Is it when you're bored, feeling low of energy? Is it when you're procrastinating? Understanding this can really help you come up with a plan that doesn't involve eating sugar. It's that awareness that creates the power for change. The second strategy is to give yourself rewards. Setting up a reward system for yourself can be really motivating and keep you on track. So for instance, after a week of not eating, say, ultra-processed foods, limiting your sugar intake, reward yourself with something enjoyable that doesn't involve food, that doesn't involve cooking and eating out, anything related to food, like reading a book, enjoying a relaxing bath, trying meditation, trying things that you've never tried before, so you don't know if you find them enjoyable and they make you happy. So exploring various things that maybe you never had time for before, or you may not have time for now, but carving out that time for you and focusing on you and your overall health and well-being now. The third strategy I've got is to keep temptations away. Trying to keep sugary snacks out of your home. And if you have to have them in the house for other members of your family, choose the ones that you don't like very much so you're less tempted to go for them. Also, just not buying them from, you know, when you're at the supermarket. Go to the supermarket when you've already eaten so you're less inclined to crave those aisles where there's all the biscuits, the sugary things. And yeah, just avoid the temptation. Set yourself up for the best chance of succeeding with this. And finally, choose lower sugar options. So looking for those snacks that are low in sugar, but they're still satisfying. It's not like having a rice cake and you're not feeling satisfied. So options like chocolate, but dark chocolate, so there's less sugar in there. Natural yogurts, rather than those yogurts with all the sugary fruit they've added in. Nuts, things like that. And then in terms of ways to stabilize the blood sugar in your body, I've got some strategies that can really help. So combining the four strategies I've already been through with these can then help stabilize blood sugar in your body. So the first strategy is to pair up food groups. So if you combine a mix of carbs, protein, fat and fiber with all your meals and your snacks, this can really help regulate your blood sugar levels and reduce the negative symptoms associated with the sugar intake. So every time you go for a snack, just think about, are you getting those food groups into it? Every time you prepare a meal, are you getting those food groups into it? The next strategy is, now I researched this, and even just 2 minutes a day, oh sorry, 2 minutes after you've eaten, going for a short walk or doing some light activity after you've eaten can help lower blood glucose levels. And it does this by helping your muscles use up excess glucose just by moving around. So after you've eaten, light activity, nothing intense, but just moving. It always feels nice anyway, just going for a walk, especially after you've had a big meal, but generally just getting into a habit of just, even if it's walking around the house after you've eaten, can just make you feel better as well. Third strategy, strength train. As we age, we naturally lose muscle mass, and that impacts blood sugar balance. So building muscle helps burn glucose, and that means even when you're not active, even when you're not working out, when you're not lifting weights, when you're just sat working or just sat down watching the TV, your body is burning glucose. So strength train, build lean muscle mass. And finally, we all know how important sleep is for overall health. We all know how rotten we can feel if we've had a disruptive night's sleep. But it's imperative, because poor sleep can raise cortisol levels, which can lead to cravings and blood sugar imbalances. So it is really important to work on getting good quality sleep. Now, this might look like consistent sleep patterns that can really help, limiting screen time before bed, but I've also got some really good examples of some bedtime routines that you can set up, and they are all in the starter kit that I've prepared, which you can download at remedysuite.com/freebie, or just hit the link in the show notes. But yeah, turning your focus to getting good quality sleep and setting yourself up in your day as well is important. It's not just about what you're doing last thing at night. That can really, really help your sleep. And just keep moving forward. Every step you take is a step towards a healthier, happier you. Stay focused on your goals, and remember that progress, no matter how small, is still progress. You've got the strength within you to overcome any obstacle that comes your way. But stay kind to yourself. It's when we beat ourselves up, we criticize ourselves, think there's something wrong with us, it's that voice that holds us back, that keeps us stuck in a rut. We get to choose how we age, and it means changing our inner narrative, being more self-compassionate and less all or nothing. As I wrap up today's episode, I want to leave you with a quote by Maya Angelou. I think I've said that right. Success is liking yourself, liking what you do, and liking how you do it. Let these words encourage you as your journey toward a life without sugar's grip. Believe in yourself, trust your skills, and know that you can make the life you want, and feel how you want to feel. Look how you want to look. That's a wrap. If you're ready to kick your sugar cravings to the curb, download my free starter kit at remedysuite.com/freebie, or click the link in the podcast show notes. Send me a yes on Instagram at remedysuite to join the journey to a healthier, happier you. Until next week, stay healthy and be well, and I'll see you soon. I hope today's episode inspired you on your journey to transforming your body. Make sure you check out the show notes for a summary of all the important links that I talked about. And if you enjoyed this episode, hit the follow button and share with a friend on social media or leave a review on Apple Podcasts. And share with me what you've learned on social media over at Remedy Suite. I love hearing from you and connecting with you. Have a beautiful day and always remember you deserve to look and feel nothing short of incredible.